This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at Matthew 6, verse 16. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, not if, but when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you. I'm going to tell you, that's a difficult, difficult passage. I do not like to fast. I tell you the truth. I can't lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. I don't like to fast. But I do know, when I have fasted, things have happened that wouldn't have happened if we didn't fast. I remember years ago, I had Matthew living in my rectory. Now he's Father Matthew. And we fasted, I believe, on Wednesdays and Fridays. And you got to know this. Our fast was that we didn't eat much, not much at all. Only drink, if I remember correctly. And I remember the day that I broke the fast, because now the day was over, fasting was over, things begin to happen that never would have happened if I didn't fast. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like to fast. But Jesus says, when you fast, not if, when you fast, wash your face, oil your face, smile and let people know that you love Jesus. Don't look like you're fasting, and don't brag about your fasting. The Lord calls us to fast. You know, Friday, many years ago, when I was a child, was a day of fasting and prayer. Now, we've eliminated that and only do it during Lent. Fridays, fasting and prayer. Every single Friday when I was a child, we did not eat meat or poultry. I hate fish. I didn't eat fish either. We would have pasta probably at night and with marinara sauce with no meat. But we were used to doing that every Friday. Now we don't do it anymore. So we don't know how to fast. We don't know how to say no to some foods that we like because we're all been raised on eating bonbons. All of us. All of us. Lent is a time to look at ourselves through the cross of Jesus Christ and ask him for the power to help us to fast and pray. Because we can't do it on our own. Let's start today. I know one whole week of Lent has gone by, but you know what? Let's begin again today. When you fast, not if you, but when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they're fasting. Smile. Say no to food. Say no to dessert. Say no and say yes to Jesus.
Because when we fast, it disposes you to receive the fullness of what God wants to give you. You see, fasting doesn't help God. Fasting helps us. It begins to let us walk from a place of victory. When we fast, we disconnect ourselves from the earth and we connect ourselves to heaven. You know, we are a soul that we are a spirit, who has a soul that lives in a body. And fasting helps all three dimensions of our being. It helps our spirit be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. It begins to root out the trauma and the strongholds in our soul, and it begins to let us break the fat, the flesh. You see, why did Jesus say when the apostles tried to cast out the demon and they couldn't do it, and Jesus said, "You faceless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you?" But he also said some of these spirits only come out by prayer and fasting. It's because some of the stronghold within us, some of the demonic patterns and loops, they're in our flesh. They're in our flesh, and it's a continuous cycle of feeding the flesh. And if we don't feed the flesh and we don't feed that, then we become angry and agitated. But when we begin to fast and we begin to starve our flesh, well, what's going to happen? All that agitation is going to come up. But if you persevere, it's going to break. It's going to break, and you're going to get deliverance. You're going to get freedom. You're going to begin to break the flesh. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you need to deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow me. So with Jesus, it's very apparent. The first quality of being a Christian is the ability to deny ourselves. Father Matt talks about there's a time for feasting and there's a time for fasting. You know, we're fasting now so we can feast on Easter. If we don't ever fast, we can never really feast. We'll just be living in constant gluttony, and spiritual gluttony and physical gluttony. You know, the fasting is a great gift for you because it takes down your flesh so you can connect to God. When you fast, the divine energy of the Holy Spirit begins to flow through you. It begins to flow through you. And when we do fast, because I'm speaking prophetically to you, that God is going to give you the grace to fast, you need to pray. If you fast without praying, it's just a diet. You know, the people in the world, they want a diet to look good. We want to fast to seek God. And you know, it helps us. It helps our body. There's actually nothing physically healthier than fasting. This is why Jesus, he tells us to do things on everything Jesus tells us to do. It helps us on three dimensions: the spiritual, the physical, and the emotional. Fasting on the physical realm, if you just go water fast like it is in the Bible, you'll be able to do it. There's a special grace to do it during Lent. But after about 24 hours, when your body consumes all the food in your belly, what happens is your body starts to cannibalize all the bad cells. All the cells that are sick, all the cells that need to leave. Your body, the good cells start to eat the bad cells, and you begin to start flushing yourself out. You know, fasting, it can heal sickness many, many times. When I first came to God and I began to fast, as God told me to fast, it not only broke strongholds in my life, but it like reset my body, it reset my mind. It made me a new creation in Christ. You see, when we receive Jesus, we become a new creation, but our flesh is still there. But when you break it, it will cure, it can really cure strongholds and diseases. Like many times when our body has sickness or pain or anxiety, our body is telling us that we need to change something that we're doing. But instead, a lot of times we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and we'll take pills to cover the symptoms without really getting to the root of what's going on. You know, if we have repressed trauma and emotions in ourselves, a lot of times that comes out as depression. If you have high blood pressure, you probably have unforgiveness that you need to let go. If we have physical ailments, our body's saying, change your diet, change what you're eating. And, you know, pills can treat the symptoms. But Jesus right here gives us a great way that we can walk in divine health, divine authority. When you fast, fast and watch what God will pour out upon your life, because it opens the windows of heaven over you.
Tonight is Wednesday. We have our prayer meeting. It's a day to fast so that God the Father will pour out his Holy Spirit upon us, especially upon people that do not know Jesus, so that they would come to know the Lord and surrender their lives to him. When you fast, don't look glum. Don't even talk about your fasting. But do it in secret, and your Father who lives in secret will reward you. Again, I'm going to tell you, I get an F in fasting. Not a D, not an E, but an F. So what does it mean?
School's in session, Father. We're going back.
What does it mean? It means we start again today.
Yeah.
We start again today. That's wonderful. We start again today in the name of Jesus. And we ask the Lord in a private, give me the grace to fast today. I need the grace to fast today. And only with your help will I be able to do it. The Lord is not a condemner. He does not condemn us if we break the fast. He just tells us, just try it again in the name of Jesus. Give it up, because admit you can't do it on your own. You need the grace of God to fast. Before, when we were children, every Friday was a fast day. No meat, no poultry, and we don't eat fish, so we had pasta. And no meat at all. We didn't miss it. We didn't miss it. But the church made things easier for us. And I'm sorry, we don't need to be made easier. We need to be made more difficult, because we all have been raised on bonbons, all of us. Bonbons. Everything that we've ever needed, we've received. Everything we wanted to eat, we ate. We need to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't like fasting, but would you give me the gift to fast for today? Just for today. I cannot do it on my own. Would you give me the gift to fast just for today?
Because that's exactly what it is. It's a gift and a grace for God. But God gives us the desires of our heart. You see, without the grace of God, we wouldn't be able to have one more breath, say one more word, think one more thought. So if we have the ability to fast, it's just because of God's love and God's mercy. But God will give you the desire of your heart. So fasting isn't even really about food. It's about love. That our love for Jesus transcends our love for food. Because when we understand the grit that it opens the windows of heaven to receive more of Jesus, the juice becomes worth the squeeze. The juice becomes worth the squeeze. Again, fasting doesn't help God. It helps us to receive the fullness of what God wants to give to you. Especially, you know, people of the world, we're on bonbon. Most men in this world are emasculated. They have a fear of doing hard things. Doing hard things is good. It is good. When God tells you to step out and to do things that are uncomfortable, you got to get out of your comfort zone to enter into the glory zone. Jesus, what did he do? He went to the wilderness for 40 days, fasted, and was tempted by the devil. But then it said he came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. So fasting also isn't about, it's more about obedience and sacrifice. So God is going to call us all to fast in a different way and do a different thing. And he's looking to see, will we be obedient to what God is calling us to do? Because we all have different capabilities and different strengths and things. But when Jesus says, you know, wash your face, don't let other people know you're fasting, it's because fasting aims to change the heart. You see, if you fast because you want men to think you're so great, then that's, you get your reward from men thinking you're so great that you fasted. But if your heart posture is, I'm doing this to draw closer to the Father, then Jesus will begin to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you. Sometimes it's better to fast and fail than it is to do a 3-day fast and be proud and look at God, look at what I did, rather than the fasting and fail and say, God, I need your help. Because fasting gives us the grace to be humble, just like confession, just like submission to the church. The fasting humbles the heart. Father, tell them about the frozen peas when you were fasting.
Oh, yes. It was before Father Matthew was a priest, and we fasted on a Wednesday, and we didn't eat. On a Thursday, after the fast was broken, I went to the refrigerator. There was nothing in the refrigerator. I went to the freezer, and there were frozen peas. And I started gobbling up the frozen peas.
Father's not a big vegetable eater either.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way it is. I don't like to fast. I'm not going to lie. But you know what? I need to fast. I need to obtain grace by the grace of God by fasting. Jesus fasted 40 days before his public ministry. What about us? We're not Jesus. He's the Lord, and he fasted. What about us? We're sinners saved by grace. Do we fast? We need to do it. No, I want to tell you, I want to change that. I need to do it.
Me too.
That's the way it is. And I'm not going to lie to you. I told you I don't like it, but I need to do it in the name of Jesus. And you know what? I cannot do it unless I have help from the Lord. I need help from the Lord. And things begin to happen when this help is obtained and I begin to fast again. So this broadcast, if not for you, is for me. I need to hear what I'm saying and do what I'm saying by the grace of God. Fast. The only thing we did fast was we ate fast.
Oh.
We want to fast, and we want to fill up our emptiness with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because as you fast, you're empty. God wants you to fill it up with the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So fasting disconnects you from earth and reconnects you from heaven. Don't you want to be connected to heaven? You know, when we fast at first, our body is flushing itself and cleaning itself out. So it's very uncomfortable. But after a couple days, after whatever God calls you to do, your body breaks and all of a sudden all the toxins start to leave you and you start to feel like a new creation. Food regains its flavor. Suddenly, when you're done, you eat a tomato, and it tastes like you're getting it straight out of the Garden of Eden. You no longer need chocolate and candy. You eat nature's fruit. You eat a banana, a strawberry, a tomato, and you can taste the nutrients that God gave us to consume. You know, you no longer like are stuck to caffeine and many coffees a day. It's broken. It's broken. These strongholds are broken. And you begin to walk in freedom. For freedom, Christ came to set us free. That's why Christ said, when you fast, because he wants us to be free, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, fully alive with God's divine life flowing through us. When we're filled with bonbons, we can't be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, and it's not forever. There's seasons and times. There's time for fasting. There's time for feasting. We're going to the monastery to see Brother Theophilus make his final vows, my best friend, who Jesus used to convert me, who was going to be a priest and went to the monastery and never came home. Because God called him to a life of prayer and being alone with God. And God chose for him the name Brother Theophilus, which means lover of God. But that day, it's Lent, but it's on St. Joseph's Day. So we're going to feast. It's a solemnity. That's a day to feast. That's a day to eat sepulis. That's a day. So during Lent, the good news is there's a special grace that you can tap into. You got to move with the Spirit. You see, Father Pastoral, someone, and he's also a prophet, but someone who has prophetic gifts, God wants me to show, like, I want to show you how to connect to God, how to be able to hear the voice of Jesus, be connected to his power, become friends with Jesus, to take down his love. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. But how? There's principles that Jesus tells we to do. It's not just read the Bible and have no accountability. We want to be accountable for our spiritual life. We want to be disciplined in what we do. Because Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself. Deny yourself. Deny yourself. And it's not this condemnation, deny yourself. It's deny yourself so I can rule and reign in your life. Because it's when you deny yourself that you're saying yes to me, that I can live. That we want to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, not the desires of our flesh. We're enslaved by our desires. We're enslaved by our passion. When we are only desire Jesus and we are only passionate for the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit becomes overshadowing with us. It is only when we become a slave to Christ that we can be free in the world. See, we are in the world, but not of the world. That means the world and its power and its vices should not have a hold in us. We should be walking through the world in total victory, total authority, and total freedom. From the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." Now here, I give you all authority. I give you victory. When me and Father preach, we preach from a place of victory. We preach, our spirits are in heaven with Jesus Christ, and we release the victory upon this earth. I do not battle for the victory. I do not struggle for the victory. We release the victory. Light does not battle against darkness. Light overshadows darkness. When you come into a dark room, you hit the light switch, there's not a war. God is not in the war with the devil. God has victory. And the thing is we need to come to a place of victory within ourselves, that we're not enslaved to ourselves, that we don't have strongholds in our flesh, but that we beat our flesh. St. Paul said, I beat myself after I preach so I won't fall into condemnation. Because St. Paul, greatest saints in the history of the church, he knew that his war wasn't as much with the devil than it was with his flesh, his passions, and his desires.
And that's about us also. That's about us also. Our fasting helps us, not helps God. But you see, when you fast, you've got to put something in it. And that's prayer.
Or else it's just a diet.
That's right. So when I fast, I have to put extra time in prayer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because nature abhors a vacuum.
Amen.
And we need to know that fasting is of the Lord. Now, I know there are people that are sick that can't fast. That's the way it is, and they don't fast, and that's all right, because they're sick, and they need to eat three meals a day. Maybe they have diabetes. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But the point of the matter is there are people who can't fast, but you can abstain from certain foods.
Yes.
You can abstain from candy. You can abstain from watching television. You can abstain from doing these things in the name of Jesus. That's the way it is. And I know that when I fast, I ask the Lord for the power to fast. And then as I fast by the grace of God, I thank him because all the power comes from him. I have no power to fast on my own. I need the power of God to fast. That's the way it is.
Father made a great point about the vacuum. It's a spiritual principle. If there's an empty space, it's going to be filled with the Spirit. So if we fast without praying, the devil's going to try to come in and fill it. Because we got to invite Jesus in. The enemy, he'll come in and he'll take it. That's why witches fast. That's why every religion, people fast. Because in the spiritual realm, it gives you power. It gives you health. It gives you a divine flow. It empties you so you can be filled with the Spirit. Now, as Christians, we know there's only one Spirit of God, and we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, it's an exciting broadcast for you. And if you are listening, the Lord is speaking to you directly. He's saying, my child, you can do it. My child, there is no sacrifice that is too small. There is no sacrifice that I do not see and I do not delight in. Just take the first step. Do 6 hours. Do 8 hours. Do what you can do, and I will stretch you and I will grow it. Do not despise small beginnings, says the Lord. For what I begin, I will end. For I love you. I have more for you. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that the grace of God pours out on your people, that they will have the desire in their heart that they want to fast, because they begin to crave you more than they crave food, that they will be uncomfortable for you, and they will unite their suffering as they fast to the cross of Jesus Christ and offer it to the Father for the salvation of the world and the sanctification of their soul. My life and my ministry and everything that good has come to me, so much has come through fasting.
Fasting and prayer and almsgiving, the three experiences of Lent. Fasting, fill it up with prayer, and don't forget to give. We as Catholics have not taught our people how to give.
All the money you save on food, go give it to the poor.
Amen. And God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. We need to know how to give, not only on a Sunday, but during the week. Give, and it shall be given you, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Give, give, and fast by God's grace.
Lord, open the heavens today.
Amen. We'll see you tonight. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.